Bibles, please, to the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, in your Scofield Bible, page 1301, Hebrews 11. We'll be reading the first 11 verses, and we'll read the verses responsively. And as we always do, shall we please stand for the reading of this passage? The very first verse which I read is the text verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's pray. Father, thank thee for this day, for this Sunday morning, and now for the service that we're privileged to be in. Thank you that we're free to be here. Thank you that we're well enough to be here. Thank you for that which is offered in this place, that which we get from thy word, from the preaching, from the teaching of thy word. Bless, we pray now, this hour, and we pray for thy power to be manifest through the preacher to us, that we might be careful to hear thy precious word, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The apostle said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. May I paraphrase it? Faith is the substance to see what nobody else can see, and taking the deed to it before you get it. Well, it says, the evidence of things not seen. The word there is the title deed. I want to talk to you this morning about the subject, you may have the deed now. You may have the deed now. Down in Missouri, not far from St. Louis, we own a campground. This is our third summer of operating a campground. I guess we own the campground. I've never seen it. I led you to buy it. We're like the fella bought a piece of ground. Now he's got to go prove it. I'm going to go prove it one of these days. I've never seen the campground. They say they're having camp down there. Every week I see folks leaving that are fair-skinned and come back with a suntan. I guess they're going to camp. I believe it's down there. I have the title to it. Never seen it. But the title tells me it's there. The title tells me it belongs to us. I rarely ever speak on the subject of faith. It's a little hard. It's not quite as practical, and I'm more of a practical preacher. But I'd like to make faith practical for you this morning and tell you what it is. You see, the only way in the world we can please God is by faith. And by the way, the only thing in the world you can do that pleases God is have faith. Trust Him. Believe Him. Believe Him. That's the greatest thing you can do, is believe Him. Somebody says sometimes, Brother Howes, I love you. I think that's wonderful. I'd rather you trust me and then love me. So faith is the key that unlocks every cupboard in God's kitchen and every deposit box in God's bank. Faith. Father, bless the message this morning to our hearts. Give us a new dimension to the Christian life. Better still, restore an old dimension that we've known before, that of faith. Amen. Is there something this morning that you want? Is there something big this morning that you feel that you need. And it would honor God if you had. Think for a minute. Think now. Is there something in life that you want? Now, I'm not going to say that out of the clear blue you can reach up and grab a handful of faith and all of a sudden believe you'll get it. That's not true. The first thing you do is you stay in this book. Because the Bible says, Romans 10:17, so now then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as you stay in this book, sometime along the trail, something will snap, and faith will come. You can't generate faith. You can't create faith. What you do is you find that thing that you want. And you come to God and you beg 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 and you keep begging. And you plead and you plead and you plead. And you stay up all night some night, or you pray in the wee hours of the night. And hours become days and days become weeks and weeks become months and months become years and years become many. And you keep on. And you say with Jacob, I'll not let you go till you bless me. And you say with the man who went to his friend at midnight and said, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine, his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And you will not let God go. And you keep on. And you keep on knocking at God's door and say, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. And you beg and plead and intercede. Now, somewhere in there, I'm not exactly sure where. It may be after a year. It may be after a month. It may be after many years, but somewhere in there, God, though he does not give you yet what you are asking for, he gives you the assurance you're going to get it. You follow me? Numbers of you folks have had miracles in your life, something for which you prayed for years. Now then, first you started pleading. The next step was one day, though you didn't get it, you knew you were going to get it. Now when you first started, you didn't know you were going to get it. You just started pleading, God, give it to me, God, give it to me. God, give it to me. God, give it to me. And one day, faith took hold because you'd lived in this book and lived on your knees. And by the way, after all the books are written, all the sermons are preached, and all the explanations are given, the simple answer to the entire Christian life is living in this book and living on your knees. Simple as that. Simple as that. So, you started off pleading, and you begged and begged and begged and begged, and then you didn't get it, but one day, God opened heaven, and he didn't give you what you prayed for, but he gave you the title deed to it and told you the real thing was coming later. And you knew as sure as you were kneeling there in prayer that it was going to come. You knew it. And then one day, God gave it to you. Now that's what it is. Faith is the title deed to things not seen. Faith is that thing that when it comes to you, you see in substance what nobody else sees. And you see now what they will see later. On my knees, 19 years ago last week, I'm sorry, 19 years ago, 2 weeks ago, in room 11 of the Widener Inn at the Bill Rice Ranch in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, God kept me awake all night long. And I prayed all night. I was going to leave this church. I wasn't going to go through the hell that I felt was soon to come. But I saw on my knees that night, I saw what you see this morning. Now we don't have it. We didn't have it then. And God didn't give it to me then. But I knew that night it was going to come to pass. I knew. Faith came. Now, I didn't generate the faith. God gave me faith. I had been begging and pleading and pleading and begging. And all of a sudden, though it didn't come then, it came after many dangerous toils and snares, but something did come that night, and that was God said, okay, son, I'll let you see it. And I saw back yonder what you see today. And God gave me that night the title deed to what we have right now. Now, that's faith. Now you said, well, I'd like to have that. There's something I want, something I need, something I'd like to have, and I don't have faith to believe it. I don't see it yet. Okay, you just keep on praying till light breaks through.
The Lord will answer. He'll answer you. God keeps His promise. His word is true. You stay in the book, stay on your knees, and keep begging, and one day, though God may not give it to you that day, God will let you have the title deed, and you will see it. What is faith? Faith is a mother rearing a child or children alone. A father has forsaken them. And faith is that mother getting up in the morning time alone and preparing for those children's day. Faith is that mother going out to work, and she works all day long. She comes home tired and weary of body, only to have to prepare the evening meal and do the housework late at night. And it's the same thing every day. No relief. Faith is that mother packing those kids to bed at night and kissing them goodnight and seeing a baby. But she sees more than a baby. She sees a fine Christian young lady out yonder in the future, a good wife, a good Christian lady. She sees more than a baby boy. She sees some doctor with a stethoscope around his neck, or some attorney in a courtroom pleading a case, or some preacher standing behind a pulpit preaching a sermon, or some honest, upright businessman who's working and serving God and faithful to the church. You see, God has said to her, I'm as sure as I am that I'm standing here, that sometime back yonder, while my mother was praying for me, I'm sure one day God said, okay, here it is. You can see what's going to happen. And faith is when God gives you that assurance and says, here it is. Now, look, you get it by keeping on praying. What is faith? Faith is a broken-hearted mother looking at a picture of a son on the mantle. That son's off in sin. But God is, that woman has pleaded and begged God to salvage his life. And faith is that day when God comes down and pulls back the curtain of heaven and says, here's the title deed. Take it. And though her son's in sin, she knows as sure as she is standing there or kneeling there that her son's going to come back and serve God one of these days. She does not see a wayward son. She sees a son back in the will of God. What is it? It's faith. What is faith? Faith is a Mamie Brown with a Mel Brown for a son who hated me and hated this church. I'm going to go over there to name his folks, Bowlings, on a Sunday maybe, back in the days when the church was small. And Mel Brown, the son, would not even come in where I was. He'd look around the door and see me and sneer a bit, hating everything I stood for. What is faith? Faith is Mamie Brown on her knees, seeing not a son wayward, not a son who hates the church and hates the preacher, but she saw a son behind a pulpit. She saw it before we did. This morning while I stand here and preach, Mel Brown stands in Rock Island, Illinois, and preaches at the Edgewood Baptist Church where he's pastored many years. What is faith? Faith is when Mamie Brown saw back yonder what I could not see and what you could not see. God gave her the title deed. What is faith? Faith is a Charlie Hand, one of our associate pastors years ago, getting so burdened for Judge Clement, who had his own law practice then, who's now a good Christian judge in this area. And by the way, we ought to pray for Judge Clement. The other day I told him, I said, Judge, I pray for you so often. And he said, I go home at night and wonder, did I make the right decision? Oh, did I do what was right? And when you hold people, you sit there on the bench and you hold the future and the destiny of people every day, can you imagine the weight that he carries on his shoulders? But faith is when that attorney used to come to this church and sit right back here day after day, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I walked back one night and I said, Jim, why don't you want to be saved? And Jim said, I don't believe that stuff. And I said, then Jim, why do you come Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night? He looked at me and said, preacher, because I think you do believe that stuff, and I want to hear you preach. And faith is Charlie Hand getting his Bible and turning to every promise he could find in this book and writing down in the margin of that Bible beside that promise the name Jim Clement. And one day God said to Charlie Hand, you can have him. Now, I didn't see it. I was so shocked when Judge Clement came down the aisle to get saved. He's standing right there. And I looked down and I said, Judge, what do you want? It's invitation time. What else would a guy want in invitation time? I thought he wanted to make an announcement or something, but he said, I want to get saved. I stood up and asked him publicly, what do you want, Jim? I didn't have the faith. But faith is when God said to Charlie Hand, he's yours. Here's the title deed. And one day, it came. What is faith? Faith is my Aunt Octi, who had a husband, Uncle Roy, who was unsaved, saying, Roy, let's go to baptizing this afternoon. They get in the old wagon and pull by the horse, and they drive down to baptizing at the creek on a Sunday afternoon. And Faith is my Aunt Octi praying. God had told her, Roy's going to get baptized today. But Roy wasn't even saved. And my Aunt Octi stood there with Uncle Roy watching the baptism, and my Uncle Roy looked at Aunt Octi and said, Octi, I'd get saved if I had my clothes here. I'd get baptized today if I had some extra clothes. And Aunt Octi reached down in the wagon, and she said, here are your clothes right here. I brought them, Roy. And he got saved that afternoon and baptized. See, God had given her the title deed. God had said, here it is, Octi, you can have it. And they did not see Uncle Roy being saved, but Aunt Octi saw him being saved. You see, if you get on your face and say, oh my God, I've got to have it, I've got to have it, I've got to have it, you won't even believe it for a long time. But blessed be God, there comes that time when something snaps in your heart and God says it's not coming today, but you mark it down. It's been shipped. The invoice is in your hand now. It's been shipped and you'll see it will arrive. What is faith? Faith is Ruth Ramsey back here, seeing what none of us could see. And that husband that sits beside her this morning, one of the fine members of this church, came here, and I've seen Ruth shed barrels of tears, I believe, literally, for the salvation of that husband. And Ruth knew he'd get saved. Nobody else did. I couldn't see it. You couldn't see it. But Ruth had the title deed. God gave it to her. What is faith? That man sitting back there right now had a heart attack and went to St. Margaret's Hospital and died. Faith is Patty and Ruth going over his body that had already expired, still holding that title deed, and said, God, here's the deed. You told us we could have it. And God raising that man from the dead. As they worked on him, came back to live again to receive Christ as his Savior and set in this seat this morning, this auditorium this morning, a new man. What is faith? Faith is a letter I received from Mrs. Caesar years ago saying something about what could be done in this church. And all of a sudden, suddenly when I read that letter, all of a sudden I saw some things I'd never seen. I saw a college. I knew we'd have it. We didn't have it, but I had the title deed to it. I saw a high school. We didn't have it, but I knew we'd have it. I saw a junior high school. We didn't have it, but I knew we'd have it. I saw a grade school. We didn't have it, but I knew we'd have it. All of a sudden, God said, here's the deed. You can have it. It's on its way. It's been shipped. You'll get it before long. That's faith. What is faith? Faith is a Mrs. Clifton sitting on the front porch of her house when dozens of us came by to visit Uncle Cecil. And he was as nice a man as you'd ever want to see. But when we asked him if he were going to go to heaven, immediately he'd get abrupt and almost mean. He would turn off. And you never saw a finer, lovelier person than Cecil Clifton. But I could go over there and sit there on that front porch, a closed-in front porch, for 30 minutes, and he would treat me like a king. And I would say, Cecil, Mr. Clifton, don't you think you ought to know that you're saved? And boy, he would turn off like that. And he'd tell me, if that's all you got to talk about, I'm through talking. And I'll be honest with you, I gave up Brother Ray on that man a long, long time ago. But Mrs. Clifton had a title deed. She saw what I couldn't see. And she just kept on believing. And on his deathbed, this good man right here went over to see him and told him the story of Christ. And he received Christ as his Savior. What is faith? Faith is the evidence. It's the evidence, the substance of things hoped for. And the title deed. The something that you haven't received yet, you know you're going to receive. But you say, "Brother House, how do you get that faith?" You just keep on begging, and you stay in the Word of God, and you keep on pleading, and you keep on knocking on the door. And one day the Lord says, "Okay, I'll open the door, give you the deed. But Lord, where's the thing I prayed for? You don't get that yet, but this deed says you'll get it." And the faith comes. What is faith? Faith is the letter I got from Mr. Fowdy. We were going to start a college. I was trying to buy this building from the All Saints over here across the street. This little old school building. Not the church, the school building. And that's where Hiles Anderson College is going to be, if I could buy it. Couldn't get that, so I decided to start it down here in what's now the Youth Center. Can you imagine Hiles Anderson College being in the Youth Center? That's where I was going to start it. And one day a letter came in the mail, Mr. Fowdy said, "Pastor," said, "let's don't settle." He didn't know where I was thinking about starting the college. But he said, "Pastor, let's don't settle for a second-rate place." He said, "Let's find some place out in the rural part of the area, suburban part of the area, and let's build a real college." And the Lord said, "Son, you're going to get it." I'd never seen our college campus, by the way. Do you know when that campus, when the Catholics dedicated that campus? Do you know when? They dedicated that campus the same day that I became pastor of First Baptist Church in Hammond, Indiana. The Lord told me, he said, "Son, I had it for you all these years. Why didn't you claim it sooner?" What is faith? Faith is me going out there barefoot 12 nights once a month, one night a month for 12 months, taking off my shoes and walking around that campus and claiming it. And faith is, I saw, you didn't see it, but I saw hundreds of students walking down those halls. And I saw that campus filled with godly young people. You didn't see it. You didn't know I was out there. You were sleeping most of the time. But faith is my walking across that thing and claiming it and saying, "God, where the sole of my foot hits, I claim it." As I've said before, I walked up on those hills and I claimed them. I walked down in the valley, I claimed them. Walked across that lake and claimed it. Now, I'm not bragging, because the truth is, after I'd walked 100 yards, I began to sink. I lost my faith a little bit. What is faith? Faith is a mother looking at a crying baby and seeing a servant of God. What is faith? Faith is an Abraham looking at his 90-year-old wife and seeing a new baby being born. What is faith? Faith is a deacon board standing on 28 acres of wilderness out in Sherrville, Indiana, after having ridden the bus out there, and you couldn't see part of here to that piano in front of you hardly. Just a wilderness. Faith is those deacons standing out there seeing a high school and a grade school and a junior high school and seeing those streets and those nice curbs and sidewalks and nice buildings where our young people can be trained. Faith, what is faith? Faith is when I stood 25 years ago over the crib of a baby boy and knew he'd be a preacher. Never doubted it. I knew. What is faith? Faith is 27 years ago when I stood over the crib of a baby girl and God gave me the title deed that you'd be a preacher's wife. Faith is standing 22 years ago over the crib of a little girl who this morning is expecting her own child. At least that's what the doctor said. She's 11 months along now. And God said, "Here's the title deed. She'll be a preacher's wife." What is faith? Faith is me standing at St. Margaret's Hospital looking in a little window there 20 years ago and God saying, "She'll be a preacher's wife." You didn't see it. They didn't see it.
I saw it. What is faith? Faith is this auditorium. Unbelievable. From that corner up there to that corner up there, if you just walk it down the steps and across it and up the steps, you'll walk more steps than you will if you walk the length of Soldier Field in Chicago. I saw this building. I saw it when the old building burned over here. I saw this building stretching from right there to the corner when Temple Diner was down there. I saw it! I saw that cemetery out there. Ours. Belonging to us. Drove by it one day on the way to Hiles Anderson College Chapel. Had 5 minutes. Looked over and saw the cemetery. Backed up. Pulled over the side of the road and backed up. Drove in there, took my shoes off, and said, God, give us this cemetery. Our church needs a place to bury our dead and a place we can come and mourn together and remember together and rejoice about the rapture together. We need to have it. And I said, give us this lovely cemetery. Less than 5 minutes, I pray. That was on Wednesday. On Friday, Mr. Wilhelm, founder of this bank over here, said, I want to have an appointment. He came to my office and said, we have a cemetery we'd like to have. I don't know if you're interested in buying. And I said, it's Memory Lane, isn't it? He said, how did you know? I said, I just knew about it Wednesday. I knew we'd have it. I didn't know all about it, but I knew we'd have it. Land out there sells for $15,000 an acre, and I have an idea that front land there on that highway sells for $20,000 to $25,000 an acre. We got the 40 acres. For $192,000, I think it was. Less than 5,000 acre. Plus the fact there's $35,000 in the perpetual care fund. What is faith? Faith is, I looked a while ago and saw Dick Wilson standing over here taking the offering. Faith is Mrs. Peggy Wilson praying for Dick's salvation. Dick was not a Christian. Belong to another faith that does not believe like we believe. I pray every week for our people and their prayer needs. I used to pray in the basement of my home. Regular time. Faith is one day, and Peggy handed me a little note. On that note, she said, please pray for Dick, that he'll be saved while the children are still young. She saw something. I began to pray for Dick. And one Saturday morning, God said, here's the deed. You can have him. And early that morning, I went over to Dick's house. And Dick was saved. Now he's been a deacon here for many years. What is faith? Faith is Mr. Moran lived out here on the south side of Hammond. Dying. One of the hardest men I ever witnessed to in my life. I was on a trip one day, and God said, you're going to have Mr. Moran before he dies. Went out, knocked on his door, went back in the back room. The family prayed out there. Oh, they prayed. And Mr. Moran looked to heaven and received Christ as his Savior. By the way, I got some more title deeds tucked away. I got some title deeds on some of you young people not serving God. God's given me the title deed to you. You've got to come back. Here you are. I prayed for you and cried over you and cried over you and prayed for you. And in some cases, God's already told me, brother, you just as much in the skillet as if you were all or caught as if you were in a skillet fried. I mean, the hook is in your jaws. And you may fight. And you may wrestle. And you may try to get off the hook. But God's already given you to me. Yeah. And others of you. I'm praying. I don't have the deed yet, but I'm still hanging on. There are some men in this church, very dear to me, who left God and His will lately. And I love them. I've served with them. Helped build these buildings with them. And you may have given up, but I haven't. And in some cases, I already got the deed filed away. Just keep on praying till light breaks through. The Lord will answer. He'll answer you. God keeps His promise. His word is true. Just keep on praying till light breaks through. Here's the progression. First, you have a need. Second, you live in the book. Third, you keep pleading and keep pleading. Fourth, one day God opens the curtain and says, I'm not going to answer your prayer now, but here's the title deed. And you look at that deed and it says you can have it. It's on the way. And then one day, the victory comes. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Just keep on praying. Don't give up. Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the title deed to things not seen.